You know you belong together, little big pod forever. You're talking on air. Nathan has weird hair. From the very first moment I heard you, I never felt such emotion. From talking on air, I said no, you are there. So hold me in your arms and let me go. I wanna stay forever, closer each day. Graham and Nate.
Well, the last few days have been crazy.
For who?
Oh, Ronan Glynn.
Oh, yeah.
Today FM.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Gavin James just walked by us when we were eating a KFC chicken fillet roll. They do not sponsor the podcast.
They're sponsoring Fully Charged this week.
Just giving you the details. Where do we begin?
Where it's do we begin?
Wild.
Well, originally, it wasn't supposed to be Dr. Ronan Glynn. So we had him on the show last Friday. And we were contacted by someone in Neffet that works in the communications for Neffet. And they wanted to contact the young people. The young people of Dublin.
Oh, they came to the right place.
They care, you know. You want to talk to the youth of Dublin? We're your guys. We are the guys you come to.
Were you nervous before chatting to Ronan Glynn?
No, I actually wasn't too bad, to be honest. I've been more nervous over lesser people, strangely. But we did come to the conclusion. And we actually had a chat there because we were interviewing Leinster people there as well.
My God, like we're name checking here.
Ah,
we're
look,
throwing things down.
Been a busy week.
We're still part of the club here,
you know,
okay?
We are dropping names, but yeah, it's okay. We still remember our roots. But my thing is, I don't like wasting people's time.
Yeah.
That's my big thing. Today, Leinster Rugby felt like we were wasting their time.
Well, we definitely did.
Because there was a lot of technical issues. So they were coming on. We're media partners with Leinster Rugby. Absolutely fantastic. I'm so happy that we are. With Spin, it's just a great partnership, Nathan.
I've gone to a Leinster Rugby match before in the RDS. I went with my friend Mark, and I'll never forget it. I think there was still 20 minutes left
yes.
in the game.
Yeah.
But I got up. And I left.
Yes.
But people spotted me on TV leaving.
Spotted up. Because when you see people, two people especially, stand up together yeah. and walk out, you're saying, well, they're not going to the toilet at the same time.
No.
They're definitely just leaving. So it was very evident in the clip. I think it was on TG Car for some reason. I think someone saw it and they videoed it and put around a few
We're
WhatsApp
tall
clips.
People as well. It wasn't that the game is bad. I think we just wanted to leave early or something. We're one of those people when you go to a gig, you don't want to stay for the last song. You want to get out the traffic.
Even though the last song is usually the best.
Yeah. Well, I can only remember that Harry Styles gig I went to. The last song was Kiwi.
Oh.
Wouldn't be my favourite Harry song.
That's like the time where you got me tickets to see Pitbull in concert. But he was supporting Britney Spears. And we got it through one of the labels. And fought hard to get the tickets. Now, it was great to see Britney Spears, but I had zero interest in Britney Spears. Mm. I wanted to see Pitbull. So I was quite happy to leave after Pitbull finished. But because our tickets were seated directly beside the people who sorted them out for free, we had to wait till nearly the bitter end, till they actually left. We waited maybe 1 or 2 minutes and then we left because we had the show in the morning. And we were like, God, I just want to get out of here now. I want to go to bed.
But you would have missed Britney Spears walking a man. You know, with the dog leads.
I found it all very uncomfortable.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't feel like she wanted to be there.
No.
Again, I felt like we were wasting Britney's time.
You don't like wasting
anyone's
time.
We were wasting her time. So, with the Leinster lads, they were on. They seemed like they're all willing to go, raring to go.
Nice guys.
But we started having technical difficulties because the sound wouldn't work.
Yeah.
And then I could hear them. Someone says, they've got to drop the kids off to school. But they didn't know we could hear them. Yeah. And then I just took out my earpieces because I was like, I can't hear. I'm already aware that we're wasting their time. I don't want to actually hear it.
I was hearing the entire conversation because I never took them out of the ears. At one point they said, do those two lads from Spin always wear those jackets? Because we're wearing the silver jacket, the cheap jeweled jacket.
Sparkly jacket.
You're wearing the gold one. It was James Lowe. It was Will O'Connor and it was Jack Conan.
It was Will Connors.
Yeah, well, I know him as Will O'Connor.
Oh, where?
He's a good guy.
Made him down the bridge in Ball's Bridge.
I'm very pally with Jack Conan.
Yeah.
Didn't realise before we're about to play Gotta Get It Wrong, Jack says to me, Nathan, we used to live in the same place. Oh, dear. What?
Dear Lord.
What are you talking about?
He spotted you before you spotted him, even though you had already spotted him. You just decided not to say anything.
Yeah, it was my girlfriend Becca that actually spotted him. I wouldn't have known what he looks like. He's a good player.
Yeah. I was on the Lions.
Yeah.
We spoke to a lion.
Yeah.
We wasted the time of a lion.
Ah, they enjoyed it near the end.
We do about half an hour. It took about half an hour to do something that should have taken 10 minutes.
It was a whirlwind, though, the last few days. Dr. Ronan Glynn, we were the only radio station to chat to him. We thought it was going to be Dr. Tony Houlihan.
Supposed to be until the last minute. Only that Limerick's case has gone up and he had to have an emergency meeting.
I tell you, my parents were so proud when I put into the family WhatsApp group the day before, guys, think we're going to have Dr. Tony on.
Dr. T.
And my dad goes, Nathan, this is a real opportunity to sort of grow up and show your serious side.
Grow the fuck up.
You have a huge responsibility here. I'm like, thanks very much, Dad. And he called me the day before as well. Me and your mother, we've been throwing back questions. You need to challenge him.
Hmm.
And I go, yeah, I don't know. Like, we were even toying with Gotta Get It Wrong.
Yeah.
I don't want to disrupt anything. I don't want to upset anyone. Ronan Glynn probably was a better fit. He's a bit, how can I say, he just seems more down with the kids.
He's younger.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was very nice. And then afterwards, my parents said, Jesus, Nathan, fair play to you. You really sounded like an adult. I was like, there's backhanded compliments here, but I'm going to take it. So thank you.
You're like, I'm nearly 30.
Yeah.
I'm nearly 30.
And when people were saying, Graham, Nathan, great job. It's like, thank you. I read off a sheet of paper.
Yeah, I sat down and I listened to a phone call. And I right questions.
Here's a bit of a behind-the-scenes gossip. When we were chatting to Ronan at the very beginning, audio wasn't great.
We had to ask him to change phone.
Yeah, now, and that's always awkward that. Doing that, isn't it?
I said, Ronan, your line's a bit bad there. And then he said, well, I might get my wife's phone.
Yeah.
She's a journalist and she has something, something, something on her phone. And I didn't know what he said.
Don't know what he meant.
But I said, yeah, that sounds good. He goes, do you think that will work? I go, absolutely.
Yes, let's make
absolutely
it work.
Absolutely, that will work. So we hung up and then he came. We rang him about 5 minutes later on the new number. I said, hello. And I go, how are you, Ronan?
And it was a different sort of interview because you'd ask a question and then he would speak for 5 or 6 minutes. And the only issue I personally found was, I don't listen that well, so I zone out a good bit. So you have these questions down on a sheet of paper. And you're like, okay, Graham has asked that question. I'm going to ask this question. And then Ronan will answer the question
you're just about to ask.
That you're about to ask. So you're like, right, where do we go from here?
Well, maybe we have to use our intuition and actually ask him questions based on what he's saying. That's
yeah.
That's big boy
that's
stuff.
That's the secret recipe.
That's the big boy stuff. That's Matt Cooper. That's Ivan Yates.
Yeah.
That's the big boys. Not Ivan Yates anymore. And then we're on Today FM.
Speak about Today FM.
And the lads just have a little bit of a break.
So Ronan Glynn was on Friday and Today FM was on Monday from 1 till 4.
Yeah.
Like Today FM is a massive station.
Yeah. Big deal.
Big deal.
Especially me growing up on
it. Do you want to expand a bit? What does the station mean to you?
It means a lot to me, obviously, because, you know, the reason I got into radio was me listening to Ian Dempsey. And then I'd listen to Ray Darcy, and then I'd listen to Ray Foley, and then I'd listen to Tony Fenton. No disrespect to Matt Cooper, but I'd always switch over then to Will Leahy on 2FM. And that was my day. All day, every day. I would listen to Today FM, and then drive time, I'd switch to 2FM.
And if someone was to say to you one day, hey man, hey.
Hey.
Do you have a dream?
Dream.
Do you want to do something on Today FM on a bank holiday? What would you say?
Oh my God, my dream has just come true. I want to do 1 to 4 on the June bank holiday weekend.
That's nice.
And that's it. Never again.
It was,
where do you go from here?
It was slightly daunting. We went in like an hour and a half beforehand and we're just waiting at our desks. And you're overthinking things. Well, I can only speak for myself. Overthinking things. You know, I'm sure you're listening to this. Guys, you do the little big podcast. It's international.
It's a bit. This is a lot of pressure every week, every Wednesday when you record it, obviously.
Today FM is obviously a national station. So you're not just speaking to people in Dublin. You're speaking to everyone around the country.
Yeah.
I've barely left South County Dublin. I was worried that I wasn't going to know anything. And to be honest, we got a lot of Dublin callers on that Monday.
Where did we talk to? We talked to someone on the way back from Westport.
Yeah.
You know where that is?
I've been there.
Tipperary. Where on the map is that? Because you have been bringing home blank maps that you would pass to somebody in fourth class. And you say, fill in the counties there.
It's actually difficult to find a blank map. I went onto Google. I was trying to find a good one.
Yeah.
A lot of them are very colourful. It's not what I wanted.
So you have done this in preparation for the national show.
The national show, but maybe even just through life.
Yeah.
To kind of have in my back pocket. A party piece. Thing.
So where have you found easy to fill in? Because you're starting from a very low base.
Yeah.
So which have been the easy counties? Well, you obviously know where Dublin is.
Yes, Dublin is the only one I really knew, if I'm completely honest.
Surely you knew where
Mayo. I knew Wicklow. Wouldn't have known where Mayo. Honestly, if you put a gun to my head.
Donegal.
I would have known Donegal as well. I wouldn't have known Cork. And I don't mind saying that. Don't look at me like that because it makes me uncomfortable. And now I think, where did you think Cork was? The thing is, I just didn't know. I just didn't know. I don't know why. Maybe I was sick that day that we learnt. No, you're really squinting
at
me.
You had to have known where Cork is.
I don't know. Clearly, I had no interest. I don't know if it's ignorance. Growing up, I didn't really know maps. I just think it's my Achilles heel. There's many things that are my Achilles heel.
But I want to ask you, okay. When you get in a car and you did you drive to Cork last year? You did. When you were starting to drive Becca's car?
Yes, I did. A bit.
Where did you think you were driving to?
Not sure. I don't think of the direction.
I'm just
in a car and I'm just following.
You don't think of a direction
when
you're driving.
Well, Google Maps helps so much.
Yeah, but surely your head has to say, I'm going towards this area.
It didn't. And it was flawed. No, I'm starting to change it a bit now. See, I'm hoping I'm inspiring someone listening to this. You can always change. You can always better yourself.
So when we were driving to Mayo all those years ago,
didn't care, no interest. Was thinking more, what was I going to eat on the drive? You know,
when you have a house in British Bay, or no, you
yeah,
no,
a caravan,
caravan,
yeah, never, no.
Do you still have the caravan?
No, no. That was my favorite childhood memory. I would say British Bay. We'd go in the summertime. We'd be there for 2 or 3 months.
Months?
Yeah, properly. We'd be there for the summer. A lot of the times.
Would your parents continue to work?
Yeah, so one would maybe stay with us and the other would go and then our granny would take us.
I thought, now this is showing my ignorance for British Bay. I always thought British Bay was in Wexford. It's not, it's in Wicklow.
No ignorance there. If that is your ignorance,
that's the one thing. I only found out that recently from Claire, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
You did ask me, where is Tipperary? I know it's beside Limerick.
Yes.
Okay.
Kind of.
Didn't know Louth was above Dublin.
Where did you think Louth? I suppose you don't know.
I don't know.
I'm going to stop asking that question.
Those questions, I don't know.
Okay, so let's go. Where have you learned now? Where are you confident of? Tell me now where the counties are.
Okay, so I'm going to paint a picture here. I've the map in front of me.
Yeah.
I've put in Dublin.
Yeah.
And the right hand bit. East.
East.
Underneath Dublin, we have Wicklow.
Mm.
Then we have Wexford.
Mm.
Then we have Waterford.
Yeah.
Then we have Cork. Then we have Kerry. Then above Kerry, we have... Oh, above Kerry, do we have Clare?
How are you, boy?
Oh, is that Clare?
How are you, boy?
Above Kerry, is it Galway?
How are you, boy?
How are you, boy?
How are you, kid?
Limerick.
Yes.
Is it Limerick there? Okay, and then Tipperary is to the right of Limerick.
Yeah.
Then above Limerick is Clare.
Yes.
Then above Clare is Galway.
Yes.
Above Galway is Mayo.
Yeah.
To get back to Limerick, Tipperary is east.
Yeah, east of Limerick.
East of... The Midlands are a bit scary
now.
Yeah,
look, to be honest, I could mess up the Midlands.
Let's go back to Dublin. Okay, so I've kind of filled out that bit in the map.
South, you've done the south.
Let's go back to Dublin. To the west. We're moving west from Dublin.
Yeah.
We're going to have Kildare.
Yeah.
We're also going to have Kilkenny below Kildare.
Well done, yeah.
Beside Kildare, are we going to have Offaly?
You're going to have a bit of Offaly.
Are we?
Yeah.
I don't think this now. Beside Offaly, we're going to have Longford?
Which
no.
Which way?
No. Towards Mayo. No. Okay, I'm going to retract. I'm going to go back to Dublin.
No, sorry, you're not going to have Longford. No.
Above Kildare, yeah. We're going to have Meath.
Yes, well done.
Beside Meath, we're going to have Westmeath.
Yes.
And then what would you have beside Westmeath?
Longford.
Yes.
Here we go, baby.
That's very good.
Above Dublin, Louth. I've already said that.
Yeah.
Donegal, do you know, I'm actually going to take my pen. I'm just going to skip everywhere I go to.
Donegal, you know.
Beside Galway.
Yeah. Why are we going to Galway?
No, we're beside Mayo is Leitrim.
Where?
What's beside Mayo, like if we're going back towards Dublin?
You tell me. Fergal Darcy's from here. Come on, the Rossies!
Does nothing.
Come on, the Rossies!
What were you hoping that would.
Come on, the Rossies!
Beside Mayo.
Come on, the Rossies!
Yeah, just saying it so many times doesn't.
Come on, the Rossies!
Give me a colour of their strip.
Yellow and blue. Come on, the Rossies!
I don't know.
Ross, come on.
Damn it!
Come on, the Rossies.
He's from Roscommon.
He sure
Fergal
is.
Darcy.
Yeah.
What's Roscommon like?
Well, you got Castlereagh, you got a prison in there.
Yeah.
You got Roscommon town. Roscommon. Yeah, not there's not a lot in Roscommon, to be honest.
Is there not?
No.
Does each place have a big nightclub? Like a big one.
Each county,
you're
I'm
guaranteed
sure each county has
at least one massive nightclub to them. That's the one we go to every Friday, Saturday
yeah,
night.
Yeah, like the Castle Court in Mayo. You'd have Galway because of the city. All the cities would have big ones. Kerry, you'd have Killarney and Tralee, so you'd have stuff there. Yeah. Every county would have a big nightclub.
And then it gets awkward, you know. You try and fill out that map, yeah. And you might be a bit proud of yourself, but then you realise that's just the skin of an onion. There is many things going on. Like that's
all I'm seeing is you're ignoring
the north,
Antrim,
Fermanagh.
Do the border counties.
That's not great. I wouldn't know. I've been slacking. Since we did the Today FM show, I've slacked a bit.
Is it because you only want to broadcast to the Republic?
No. No comment.
Well, we had someone from Antrim contact the show.
We did, yes.
The Orchard County.
You did a great thing.
Oh, no, that's Armagh.
You did a good thing. We had a caller on. It was, the premise was, you said on the show that you received a lot of scratch cards for your birthday and you were asking, God, if I won 10 grand, how much would I give to the person that gave me the scratch card? And you wanted to find out
what the
stingiest county was.
Yeah.
You said a great thing when a woman from Galway agreed with you, would give half. And you said, rivals on the football pitch. But friends in this.
But office
scenario.
Were as generous as each other or something like that.
Yeah.
As generous, yeah.
So maybe speak about the history of that.
Well, Galway and Mayo, obviously, Mayo was connected to, has borders with Sligo, Roscommon, and Galway. But I think because Galway and Mayo are traditionally the best football teams in Connacht, they would mostly be competing for the Connacht title against each other, and they would be the ones going for All-Irelands. So naturally, that is where the rivalry comes from. Like Liverpool and Manchester. Liverpool and Manchester United have a bigger history of rivalry than Everton and Manchester City. They don't really care when they play each other. So it's all got to do with the history and stuff like that. And also, in terms of Galway being a city, Mayo has a couple of big towns as well. Both feel like they're better than the other. Both kind of have their own unique tourism selling points.
Have you been out in Galway a lot?
I've been in Galway a few times, yeah.
Is it good fun?
Fucking shithole.
No, I've heard great things.
Fucking shithole.
Graham, relax
no,
here.
From Mayo.
Yeah, I know.
Mayo for Sam. Galway for Jam. I know, Galway's beautiful. Galway is a beautiful city.
So
Bad traffic.
Is there stereotypes from counties? About different counties?
I actually don't know what a stereotype a Galway stereotype is, you know, you have Mayo going, "Neomers!"
That's a stereotype.
That's kind of a stereotype, like the big old green and red. You know, you want me on the way, Jimmy.
Now, Charlie, who works in this building, is from Cavan.
Cavan.
Where did I hear that Cavan people were supposed to be stingy?
Oh, Jesus, they'd peel an orange in their pocket.
What is, what's that from?
They'd peel an orange in their pocket so they wouldn't have to share it. That's what they do.
Give me a few sayings I like. It calms me down.
What do you expect from an ass but a kick? A pig but a grunt?
Yeah. Any more?
I don't know if I've any.
Can you try?
I have loads, but
can you get a few more for me now? A few new ones.
It's John's dad, my mate at home. His dad is always doing
them.
They're old. They're
Chinese like, proverbs.
Proverbs, yeah, but they're Lewsburg proverbs. Why are they?
Give us a few other stereotypes of counties. That you have just
from Cork, Langers.
From Cork.
Cork. Stereotypes. So just Donegal people love racing cars.
Teach me about Ireland.
Donegal people love boy racing. They love racing. There's a stereotypes now, so I don't believe in a lot of these, but I'm just telling you what they are. They love racing cars.
Should I know this then?
Well, Donegal has no train tracks.
Really?
There's no. Well, they've train tracks, but there's no trains.
Why?
No, they decided not to put it in there. They took them away. I don't know. Maybe they don't have the population for it. Maybe there's no business.
What do they do with the tracks?
Like, they're idle.
Can people walk on them?
They do whatever they want. There's no trains coming there. People from...
I'm going to give you, County, you have to tell me something about them. Just a fun fact, because you really are so well-travelled. And you also so well-travelled around Dublin. You know so many streets.
I probably know more about the stereotypes in Dublin than the stereotypes in the country, because it's kind of country versus city.
This is a game. I'm going to give you a county. You don't have to tell me a stereotype. You can give me a fact.
Okay.
Something that I can put in my back pocket.
Okay.
And say on a rainy day.
Okay.
Okay. Let's begin with Kerry.
Kerry.
What do you know about Kerry?
Well, Kerry is home to Killarney, which has the most hotels per capita in the country, I believe.
Or Big Mountain?
Cairn Tool. It's got the highest peak in Ireland, Cairn Tool.
Cairn Tool.
Cairn Tool, yeah. Kerry.
The Ring of Kerry?
And the Blasket Islands off Kerry is where Star Wars is shot.
Really?
Yeah.
The Ring of Kerry?
Ring of Kerry, yeah.
Elaborate on that.
Just a scenic route. People can cycle, they can drive. It's just really scenic.
Have you ever driven it?
Bits of it, not too much.
Kerry, what does it mean to you?
It means a beautiful place to go on holidays. Went there last year with Claire to Dingle. And then I was at a wedding there about 10, 12 years ago, my cousin's wedding. And I had great fun.
Yeah.
I just turned 18, so I was drinking.
And what did you
great
drink?
Great crack. What did I drink? I probably Budweiser at the time, I'd say.
Have you
tried to pull a girl at it, but I didn't end up pulling her.
Oh yeah.
But then I found out afterwards she actually liked me. I just didn't have any balls.
Oh
yeah.
What happened?
Where was it? I was 18, I think she was 17, and we were chatting all day. And then I think I really liked her, but I didn't have the balls. There's no confidence.
I'm sorry, I will say.
And then afterwards we were messaging, and I think she said, like, why didn't we kiss?
Yeah, well, it's difficult. It must be very hard
spotty
to pull at a wedding when your parents are there.
Nah.
You don't want to pull someone with your mum and dad there.
Because you go off. Because my cousin's there. We had cousins, so we were all off there drinking and was doing our own thing. Parents didn't care. They were happy for me to go off gallivanting.
Fermanagh,
home to Enniskillen, which is where people will do a lot of shopping across the border. So people from, say, the likes of Cavan and stuff like that, they'd go to Enniskillen. That would be probably the closest northern town to them.
Offaly.
Shane Lowry's from Offaly.
Really?
And they are notorious for their hurling. And for a small county, they did win a couple of All-Irelands. And Shane Lowry is sponsoring the Offaly team this year, similar to what JP McManus is doing in Limerick.
So what do you mean sponsoring? Just giving a lot of money?
Giving a lot of money and going into, he wants to see exactly where the money is going and probably sponsor the kids, probably put some sponsorship into the underage system in there.
That's brilliant.
To build a kind of a legacy in there. That's what I I've heard anyway.
Are you enjoying this?
Yeah, I am. It's testing me out here.
Wexford.
Ah, the Wexford strawberries.
Wexford, nicest strawberries in the country.
Nicest strawberries in Europe. Any strawberries?
What?
Any strawberries? Side of the road. Have you ever sold any Wexford strawberries?
I haven't sold them. I have bought them.
Sunny Southeast, of course, home to Ross Lair as well. We get the boat over to Fishguard in England. You also go to France.
What's Fishguard like?
Like those port towns in England. Bit shite.
Longford.
Longford. The Longford Arms Hotel. The Longford Arms Hotel. Right in the city centre.
Alright.
At the town centre.
Maura Higgins.
Maura Higgins from Longford. Of course. How are you from Longford town, are you? How's the business these days? Because they've bypassed the town now. So it goes out by the roundabout by McDonald's, where people will stop off if they're going to Westport. They'd stop off at the McDonald's roundabout and maybe get a few chicken nuggets halfway.
Halfway house.
Halfway between Dublin and Westport.
Okay. Come on, Nathan. Think. Kildare. It's Kildare like.
Kildare. Of course.
Kildare Village.
Kildare Village. A son of Kildare, Paul Mescal, after recently winning a BAFTA.
Is he from Kildare?
Pretty sure he is. Yeah, I'm going to say he is.
Maybe he is.
He played minor for Kildare.
And if he isn't, correct us, because we're not perfect.
Yeah.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Kildare. Okay, one more, because I want to tell a story.
Okay. I want a kind of tricky one. What is... I don't want to say Tipperary... I don't want to say Limerick. I might go for Westmeath.
Westmeath! You're from Athlone. From Athlone.
So
Athlone to the bone.
Athlone.
AIT.
You've partied in Athlone.
Many's the time in Athlone. Yeah.
How different is Meath to Westmeath?
Very different.
Yeah.
Meath is some of the best land in the country. Great for farming.
Fertile.
Great for farming. Some of the best land. I'm not going to say that.
Go for it.
The Curra. Where's the Curra? No, the Curra's not in Meath. Where's the Curra? It's Curra, Kildare, Meath. That area there, best farmland. That's where you get the good beef.
Good animals grazing in the green fields.
Curra is, Curra is, of course, Kildare. Knew it. But good land. Westmeath, yeah. Athlone, big town. There you go.
Great to party in, Athlone?
What's
the nightclub to go to?
Oh, what's it called? Oh, it is called...
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com.
Karma.
Is it?
Is it Karma? I'm pretty sure it's something similar to up here.
I went to a nightclub called Earth in...
Drada?
Drada. It was in Drada.
Drada.
I thought I was going to get a chair thrown at me. It was so scary. It was at the time where I would be wearing a leopard shirt.
Yeah.
And the suede boots.
Yeah, not good. No,
not good in the bathroom.
Don't wear to a country nightclub. You wear runners and jeans and a t-shirt and you blend in. You do not want to stick out in a country nightclub.
Now,
as a man who has blended in and still gotten beaten up many times in a country nightclub,
How different is a country nightclub to a Dublin nightclub?
Gravy.
Okay, give out a few bullet points.
Because in a country nightclub, there's only probably one nightclub in the town.
So it attracts everyone.
It's a conglomerate of different types of people. So you have people who want to fight, and then you have people who are on drugs.
But wait.
And you have people who are really drunk.
Why
and then
do
you have
they
people
want
who are
to
scared.
Fight?
They just do. It's just.
Why is there anger?
It's part of the culture. Where some lads go around and they want to fight because it gives them adrenaline. They're getting pumped up.
Just
and
have a
hitting drink.
Why can't you talk about the game or something?
Because, see, that's why you get to go to places up in Dublin, which you know going to a specific place is going to get that crowd. In the country, you're going to get everybody in the one area and it's like a zoo.
So big queues in country clubs?
Big queues, because there's only one club. Probably only one club in the town.
What about taxis after the club?
Oh, Jesus. Don't talk about taxis. Big buses. Pile you on and you're going around for about 2 hours up mountains till you get home. That's what we have to deal with. Only now, since my lads... So when we used to go out in Westport, there'd be these big minibuses. Not big minibus. That's an oxymoron. It's a minibus or kind of larger than minibuses, but not a 50-seater.
Minivan.
No, you kind of get 30 people in. And because I live in Lewisburg, but Lewisburg is such a massive area. It's not just a village you're getting dropped off in.
Is it a massive area?
Lewisburg is a massive area. Tiny village, but the area of Lewisburg is huge.
Fertile land.
No, not as fertile as me. So you would have to wait. So to bring you out to Lewisburg, you get in a bus. It's a half an hour drive from Westport to Lewisburg. But you have so many people on that taxi. This isn't a car taxi dropping off one or two people. You're dropping off 30 different people at 30 different houses.
How does the driver take notes? How does he...
Oh, you know, the driver knows everybody since they were young. It's a small town.
It's a lovely community.
Small town, but big area. So everyone who plays football, everyone knows. And the driver would know everybody's parents. So, oh yeah, Graham O'Toole. Oh, Michael and Mary's son. We'll drop him off. I get dropped off in town because I live just down
the
road.
How do you find... It move into Dublin, the community, the lack of a community in Dublin.
You create your own community.
I think South Dublin, you don't really get much community.
You create your own community. If you wanted a community, if you really wanted a community, go out and create it.
How do you create a
community? Go around to your neighbour's house, knock on the door, say, I don't know, do you want to come across?
I don't know if people want to get to know their neighbours anymore.
Well, that's fine. I do.
It's disappointing.
I'm watching people in my estate. I'm watching people in my estate and they are chatting. There's my neighbour's one a couple of doors up, and there's a new family moved in across the road. They both have kids around the same age, and they both stand on the footpath and watch the kids play with each other.
If we weren't in a pandemic and you got a letter through your post saying,
I'm busy, sorry,
we're having a barbecue,
I'm busy.
Invite the entire neighbourhood, would you?
No, I wouldn't go.
Why not?
Because it's not my house. I'm renting.
If you bought the house.
If I bought that house and was living there with Claire and was going to raise a family there, yes, then I would.
But you don't have kids when you're going to the party. You're just with Claire.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go.
But our plan is to stay there for at least 10 years. Yeah, I would. But now I don't see the point. I don't see the point in doing it. What were we saying there?
When I saw where Mayo was in the map to Dublin, I thought... We've lived different lives.
Yeah, we have. It's a long way away. Especially where I live.
It must be just weird being in Dublin.
After 11 years, you realise how far away I live.
Do you miss it?
I do, of course.
I could see how people find it difficult to move somewhere and stay there. I could definitely see it.
Yeah.
That's like me being moved to Mayo now.
Yeah.
For 11 years.
Yeah. Gone. Away from the family.
It's tough.
Don't get to see your family.
Country people definitely grow up a lot more.
Oh, big time.
Because you have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you're cooking and cleaning for yourself and you're to make your way around the city. You have to learn things, yeah.
And you have to be a good cook, don't you? Because you have to make these recipes.
I'm not a great cook, to be honest. I just fire stuff in the oven. It's fine. But going back to my point about the buses, so you'd be driving out, people who know the area, you drive from Westport to Lewisburg, but in between there's Murrisk, and then there's Crowpatrick, and then there's families who live up the back of Crowpatrick. So you've got to drive up there in these tiny little roads, and you're taking... A 20-minute journey in a car takes honestly about 2.5 hours. I'm one of the lucky ones. I don't get dropped off last. I get dropped off maybe 3/4 of the way through. My friends Alan and Sam, oh my God, they're the last ones to get off. We could leave Westport at 3 o'clock, and they won't get home till about 5:30, 6 o'clock. But some of my mates now have moved to Westport. So every time now I go out in Westport, I'll just drive in, leave the car there, and stay the night in the spare room.
Any of your friends living in Lewisburg going to stay there for the entire time?
Not yet. The one of them is... No. Alan lives there now, but he's looking to get a house.
And what are the house prices compared to up in Dublin to Mayo?
You would get a 3-bedroom house in Lewisburg for about 250,000. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it's all what? Supply and demand?
Well, yeah. Not that many people want to live there. So the houses aren't that expensive.
Are there any Lidls or anything around?
No, Westport, yeah. Yeah? Westport has a Tesco, Aldi, Lidl, Dunnes, Supervalue. Westport's huge.
Yeah.
Westport is massive. Like, it looks like, yeah, it's just, it's massive. There's the surrounding areas that get you.
It's a great place for a stag.
It is. I prefer to go to Clarny, though.
Do you?
Yeah. But I think if I wasn't from Mayo, maybe I would like to go to Westport.
And would you say you're a proud Mayo man?
Yes. I'm not as proud as my other friends, but I'm a proud Mayo man. I'm proud to be from Mayo.
Why would you say not as proud as your other friends?
Because, do you know what? A lot of it is associated with the GA. and has been well documented on this podcast, I fell out of love with the GAA. And for some reason, well, see, their first love is Mayo GAA. Well, my first love
Liverpool.
Is Liverpool. And it's all because it's all about who, where you, what you grow into. My dad grew up in England. He has no affiliation towards the GAA, bar me playing. So he would watch my games and stuff like that, but he would never watch Mayo GAA because he's only interested in my games. Where all the other lads grew up in houses where they were glued to Mayo GAA, like my house was glued to Liverpool. So that's why I don't have the affiliation. Like, you know when you watch a match and you can pick up new players straight away and go, who is it? Like, the Mayo team changes so much every year because it's not, you don't just buy a squad and you stick with the squad and you can sell the players. You have every single club, same with every county, every single club in Mayo, the manager can pick any player he wants. Any player at all. So, seven new players could come out of nowhere, be playing unbelievable. Brand new in. All the lads. Geez, that's your man now from Ballinash, Stephen Knight's there. He's great. And, oh, your man there, the half back, he's from Ballinash. I go, how the hell are you keeping up with all these players? They know every single player.
Does it ever come to a point, though, you have a brilliant player, but they can't play the game because they're like, I'm sorry, I'm working a different job.
What?
Because when you play these games, you have to make sure that the players, aren't they doing other jobs? They're double jobbing.
Thing about being a good player in a big county is you get looked after.
What?
You get looked after. Let's just say...
Now, I don't want to start turmoil here. I don't want things going on.
You'd never be without a job. The companies, the big companies make sure
now,
that the players are looked after.
On behalf of the podcast, I do want to say I do not feel that way as I don't really know what we're talking about.
Graham, they get looked after. They get looked after.
Why did your dad come to Mayo?
Because his parents are from were from Mayo. So they just moved back.
And they just moved to Liverpool.
They moved over there, obviously, in search of work, however many years ago.
How long did Michael stay in Liverpool for?
Michael moved back when he was, I think, 21 or 2, around that age.
Does he miss Liverpool?
Well, he's very happy in Lewisburg with his family.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's elements of living in Liverpool that he would
miss.
And
have you seen where he grew up?
Yeah, yeah, in a town outside called Southport. No, I never, didn't go to the house, but I've been around the town and stuff like that.
So did his parents have Liverpool accents?
No, because they're Irish.
Okay, but yeah. It didn't change when they...
No, but he has the English accent, but he doesn't have a Scouse accent. Because he's not from Liverpool, it's from Southport. So what would it be like in the equivalent here? It would be like growing probably, not really, maybe Bray to Dublin, Southport.
Southport do have a team, don't they?
Yeah, but it's fairly low down.
I remember.
You're thinking of Tranmere?
No, I'm thinking of Southport. I think there was a player called Freddie Eastwood that played for Southport.
Oh, okay.
I may be wrong.
Well, I don't think Southport were ever high enough for their players to be on our,
no,
on our radar.
I think Man United played against Southport.
Oh,
and
you
might
just remember
be wrong.
His name.
Freddie Eastwood, Southport. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Southend.
Could be Southend.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
But I'll never have to get a taxi again. You don't understand. When I realised that when I went home from a couple of weeks ago and I just had the epiphany when I was checking out the lad's house, I was like, I'll never have to go home again on a taxi. I won't have to wait. Because the fear of you getting stranded.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I remember once.
Did you ever walk home?
Do you know how long that would take?
How long would it take?
About 3 or 4 hours.
Did you?
No, I did not. I know someone who did, though. I didn't want to pay for the taxi and just walked home. But the thing about it is, as our life has gone on, less and less people have been doing the taxis. So when we were about 10, 12 years ago, so we were about 18, there'd be loads of taxis. There'd be about 3 or 4 to choose from, going from Westport to Lewisburg, because it's a good bit of money. And it's so cheap. That you're in taxi that long, you pay max €7. €7, but it's a big bus of people. So there'll be a lot of taxis to choose from. But these days, less taxi men doing the jobs. So that means if you miss the taxi, you're stranded in Westport and you have to get a car. And remember one Christmas time when I begged John Mack to come out. And John Mack really didn't want to do it. He was on the podcast last year talking about Kuala Lumpur. And he really didn't want to do it. And I said, come on, John, come on, you're home. Come on, we'll go out. I ended up going out anyway. Missed the taxi. No taxis at all. Ringing around. And he was so pissed off at me. We had to beg a person, a car taxi, because the car taxis in Westport just for around Westport. They won't go near Lewisburg because they have to drive out to Lewisburg, drop us off, and there's no fares then in Lewisburg to bring back into Westport. He goes, I'll bring you. Okay, I'll bring you. €60. €60. Now, you might think here, going, well, €60, two people, split it 30-30. I can understand that in Dublin. No, 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 no. You don't pay more than €10 each for a taxi from Westport to Lewisburg. We had to pay 30, and he did not speak to me on the journey out. But that's what it's like. You're stranded. You are stranded. There's fear. You're outside the chipper, and the time is 4 o'clock.
But you're pissed.
You're pissed. And I'm old now, so I'm A, not getting as pissed as I used to when I was younger, which I could just be drunk running around town being happy. Two, I'm getting angry now because there was supposed to be a taxi here, and the worst thing is when I said, yeah, yeah, I'm on my way. I'm coming down now, yeah. I'll be down there in 5 minutes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Half an hour passes. We're calling them. Yeah, 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 I'll be down at 5. We know what happened. He was on his way back and he picked up some other people and did some short runs to make some money.
Now, we don't know that for a fact.
I know that for a fact.
We don't know. On this podcast, be careful.
You've
been throwing out some slanderous things.
I know that for a fact.
It is. It's an interesting...
I didn't expect the podcast to go this way. I had a very interesting story, but I'll tell it next week. You're fascinated. Has this map thing opened up your eyes?
I don't like looking into it too much because I feel ignorant. And I'm embarrassed.
But you are less ignorant this week than you were last week because you've done the map.
Yeah, but I feel people will be listening thinking...
Yeah, but that's only short-lived.
This guy's a prick.
In a few weeks' time now when people go, oh, Nathan knows the map.
I know the map, but then I don't know the areas inside the map.
But that's the next thing.
Okay,
quick fire. What about... to round up this podcast, I'm going to go back on you. What have you learned?
Strawberries.
Where?
Wexford.
What happens in Westmeath?
The most fertile fucking land in your life.
No, that's Meath.
Are you sure?
Westmeath.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Oh, Athlone.
Yes, okay.
Party time. Karma. Pass me a drink.
Kildare.
Kildare Village. Paul Mescal's from Kildare.
Kerry, quick.
We still don't know if that's true.
That is true. Kerry.
Ring of Kerry, the most scenic drive you'll ever go on.
Finally, we didn't say it in this podcast, but we said it yesterday. What's in Galway, the Irish place? The Gaeltacht is located...
Connemara.
Well done. Graham
Thank
and
you
Nathan.
Very much,
Graham and Nathan at gmail.com.
What will
He's
I title
good.
This episode as? The Irish... Going
the Irish
back,
man abroad.
Going back to our... going back to our roots.
Sipping up
Never
boots.
Too old to learn.
Never too old to learn.
Never too
you,
old.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Wow. And did you enjoy speaking about Mayo?
I did, yeah. It's very nice.
Do you know when you have kids, are you going to really hone in the history of Mayo?
I won't hone in the history, but I'll definitely bring them back and make sure they know.
Okay, just pretend for a second I am your kid. And you're bringing...
She's very tall.
You're bringing us to Mayo.
Hey, get in the car, we're going to Mayo.
No, come on now. We're in Lewisburg. So,
we're in Lewisburg. This is where
so
your
show things.
This is where your pa grew
this
up.
This is shit.
No, this is look. See down there? That's where your papa had his first shift and bit the lip of a girl and made her bleed.
I don't like it here. It's weird.
It's weird. Well, you'd be right there because there's a lot of weird people around here. So make sure you have your backs to the wall.
Where's the taxis?
The taxis are halfway up.
I'm
the reek.
Tired.
Shut the fuck up, you little prick.
No, you'll be nice.
Shut up. I won't.
Why did your dad speak with a Liverpool accent?
Shut the fuck up, brother. Do you want to see the fucking hardware shop, do you? Because I'll tell you, I'll lock you in the back of the shed and you won't come out. Do you hear me?
I want to go to Avoca.
Shut up. What did you just say?
I want to go
what
to Avoca.
No child.
Is there a Donnybrook
no
fair in this hellhole?
No child mine is going to be raised on Avoca.
Is there a Donnybrook fair
a Donnybrook
here?
Fair, yeah. I'll get the wrap and I'll slap it around your face.
Those strawberries from Wexford fucking taste a gank. No, that was the kid. That was not me. I love the strawberries.
GrahamandNathan@gmail.com. If you want to, just please get in contact. Do it.
About what?
Anything.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my life.